Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Ellen Schmidt. I am the chair of the complaint committee. Today is, I think, February 13th, and I welcome you all. Lourdes, you're good. You got the recorder going, I thought I saw.
It's going.
So welcome you all to the first of hopefully many productive meetings of the complaints committee. If you would, go around the room and introduce yourself.
I'm Joseph Rogan, Ethics Commission.
Kirby Oberdorfer, Deputy Director, Ethics Office.
Carl Miller, Ethics Office.
Lourdes Barboza, Ethics Office.
Good afternoon, Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
J.J. Dixon, Committee Member.
Wonderful. Yes, Mary, I forgot to point to the phone and have you say hello.
Hello, I'm Mary Glenn Love, appearing by phone due to medical leave. Thank you, everyone.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with Carla providing us with a review of past activities and the purpose of our committee. Carla, take it away.
All right. The purpose is to hear complaints that come into the commission. And so when we get complaints into the office, we typically call the chair of the commission or the chair of the complaints committee, and we say something's come in. Sometimes we say we need to refer it right away, state attorney's office or the inspector general. When we're in a shade meeting, we handle our complaints. This is an open meeting. We can have, citizens walk in and sit in on this meeting. So you have the unique privilege of having two different kinds of meetings, the shade and then the open. So when you're in the shade, we just discuss complaints, and each one is separated out by video or by audio tape. So they're confidential until we either dismiss it or probable cause is found. So you'll have those meetings, and we'll have one right after this, a shade meeting. This is an open meeting. So what we discuss here are maybe changes to the way we handle complaints, procedural things. So you have to separate those two out in your mind, the ones that are in shade. And sometimes in the shade meeting, someone says, we ought to change the procedure for doing this. Well, no, then you can do it in an open meeting. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, you have that. And you also occasionally get complaints that have come in anonymously, and you have to decide whether or not you want to self-initiate and recommend to the entire commission to self-initiate. So it just goes like that, and it's been very smooth. We have new procedures from last year, and we handled more complaints in the last 2 years than the entire time of the Ethics Commission. So we're, some of us, like Ellen and Joe, and certainly the staff here, are much more seasoned after last year. So it should be a good year.
Can I
do something, Madam Chair, just briefly? So I just wanted to impress it. I think that Ms. Smith's job here is really the most important job in the Ethics Commission. And this committee handles the critical business of the commission. Above all else, our job is to consider and adjudicate complaints filed against city officers and employees. And the complainants have a right to have us timely handle those complaints, and the respondents have a right not to have their complaints drag on forever. Mm-hmm. And so it really is incumbent upon the three of you to make sure that these complaints are handled justly and speedily. I once saw on top of a courthouse in Virginia, is it justice delayed is justice denied? Mm-hmm. And I think that's true. And so if somebody files a complaint and you wait a year and a half to resolve it, that's too long. And that then everybody loses there, the system, the citizens, the complainant, and the respondent. So it's really on the commission members to make sure that this goes forward. And so you're the decision makers here. Take advice from the staff that's here to advise you. But it's really... you're the ones who have to make these really hard decisions in some of these. So some of them are hotline tips, and you have to decide whether to go forward with them as complaints. Some of them come in as sworn complaints, and you have to decide what to do. Much of what you decide under our complaints procedures is not reviewable. Mm-hmm. And so two of the three of you could potentially decide on behalf of the city that we either are or are not going to proceed on something that happened. So I just wanted to say I think this is a really important job on this committee in particular. Mm-hmm. And what you handle in executive session, which is sort of the formal phrase for the shade, what you handle in executive session, nobody's here to watch it, so it's really just on you guys to do the right thing. So I know that you will, and that's why I took special care in who I appointed to this committee.
Thank you.
And I have something to add from just a historical context. I've just finished preparing the draft of the ethics annual report where we summarize the complaints that have come in from the past year in the disposition. So to Carla's point about the number of complaints, the commission received 14 complaints in 2018, a almost record number for sure. And then of that, there were 9 shade meetings that the commission had to address those complaints. And then through its work in both the shade meetings at the committee level and the commission level, the commission disposed of 11 complaints, 8 of which from 2018 and 3 that were pending from 2017. So you had a lot of work last year. And the basis of those were, of the 11 that were dismissed, 5 were dismissed as what we call legally insufficient, meaning that there wasn't a facts in the complaint that would allege a violation of the ethics code. And 6 of them were dismissed for not in the public interest and or issuance of a letter of instruction to the respondent.
I might also add that 4 of those complaints were against sitting city council members. So that was interesting.
And that, and yeah, so that's the, those are the kind of historical stats.
Thank you. Yeah, we were busy.
Yeah. The one thing, Madam Chair, that it, from the Internal Operations Committee, but that I'll ask you to do at future commission meetings, and it's going to be in the Internal Operations Procedures soon,
okay,
is that at each regular meeting of the commission, the chair of the Complaints Committee will report on the aggregate data of what they're doing.
Ooh, I would be happy to do that.
Just because this committee is really busy, and sometimes nobody sees that because it's all in the shade. And so at each commission meeting, you can... And the staff and Ms. Pollack will guide you on sort of what is confidential. And so, you know, I don't know whether the number of pending complaints, I don't think that's confidential, right? So you could say, you know, currently pending, we have this many, and since the last time, since the last commission meeting, we've disposed of 3. Just sort of aggregate data so that people realize that you're
doing
stuff
work.
Here.
I think that's a good idea, and I'm happy to do that. For the business that we have today, we have one item to discuss, which is... that we're going to, does anybody have copies of what I have?
No.
Okay. We are going to, let me back up and say that Joe, in particular, did a fantastic job of revising the complaint procedures and submitting recommendations, and we went through it during the course of the year. And there's one item that we want to reflect on and make a determination or a recommendation about, and it has to do with Rule 2, which is time periods and... computing and extending time. So it's Rule 2.5.14 in your book. Do you have that there?
No.
Okay, pass it down. Oh, yeah, okay, you're done.
Oh, they're already grouped. Oh, you keep that. It's already grouped. And
you don't want one?
One was for you.
I thought this.
Here you go.
It was already changed in my book. I'm sorry.
Do you need?
I think everybody got.
I think I have mine. Okay. Do you have some?
So,
yeah, I just got
okay. Yep, okay.
What you see on top is what the rule used to say. Rule 2 said, in computing any period of time prescribed or allowed by these rules, the time period shall be calculated using the City of Jacksonville business days only, unless otherwise specified in the rule. And then it was changed to what you see, I think, on the third thing that you have, 2.514, computing and extending time. And perhaps, Kirby, do you want to speak about the complaint that was recently received and how it was, how this impacted the process?
No.
No?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do that. So, as Ellen discussed, the complaint procedures went through a major overhaul in October of 2017, only through Joe's amazing work on them. And one of the rules that was changed was the way that we compute time. We determine the amount of time in which things have to be done. How do we count that, those days? So under the old rules, it used to be business days, unless a specific complaint rule said otherwise. And then when we did the amendments in October 2017, we adopted this rule from the Rules of Judicial Administration, Rule 2.514, which basically made it calendar days, including weekends and holidays. Mm-hmm. So it was different. It was a shift So it made the service of complaints faster, and that was fine until we recently got a complaint in at the beginning of the year. And as you may recall, our some of our laws and 602 have changed. So we have some old laws that we're still operating under and maybe some new laws as well. And the time period of the complaint that came in could potentially span both of them. And so there were some issues that need to be looked into in terms of what law applies and that kind of things, and some things you all need to discuss. But you didn't have an opportunity to convene and discuss it because we had a shorter period of time in which we had to serve the complaint. And so what we're asking now is to change the computation of time and the complaint procedures to go back to what it was prior to October 2017, which would be business days, unless a rule specifies otherwise.
And so as you're kind of thinking about that, we also have prepared, under the handout that you have that says complaint procedures, all of the sections of the complaint procedures that have a computation of time, where time is a factor. So we
That's
can
right.
think about those as well.
That's right.
Can I add a little bit of context, Madam Chair?
You may, please.
So I think the reason for the change to match the computating time rule in Rule 2.514 was that we were thinking that most of these complaints that actually go forward are handled by counsel, and lawyers are used to following these rules. They're the rules that apply in Florida state courts. But then the issue came up where the ethics director has an obligation under the procedures to review complaints when they come in and determine if they're legally sufficient, and there's a process that she's supposed to go through before she does anything with it. Well, that process took a little bit of time because there was a complicated complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ethics director went to the then complaints chair, who will remain unnamed, and asked for permission to delay serving the complaint, which was denied by that unreasonable complaints chair, which then caused the ethics office to have to serve a complaint like that night, which that complaints chair may not have realized at the time. And so that was essentially what happened. And that led the ethics office to raise this question of, I think, two questions. Question one is, does it make sense to use the court rules, or should we go by our own rules like business days? And then two is, we have so many different days in the procedure. So like you've got, the ethics office has 10 days to serve a complaint, but then there's 14 days from the time to review a report, and then there's 15 days notice that has to be given before certain meetings, and then other things have to happen within 20 days, some within 5, some within 7. And so there's all these different date procedures, and so I think Kirby went through and I looked at it too and sort of said maybe there's just a more uniform way of doing it. So that's context for you.
Thank you.
Hope that helps.
It does help. The complete.
Yes. So what I did was I went through the current rules that were most recently adopted and voted on at the January 2019 meeting, and I pulled out every single rule that had a time limitation in it so you could see if we go back to calendar, if we go back to business days, how is that going to impact these rules and what are we really looking at? So that's the document you have titled Complaint Procedures.
So, to kind of review, I'm trying to think about the best way to move forward. Perhaps the first way to move forward is, does everybody want to move forward and consider making a change?
Excuse me.
So you just want to go back and put the rules back to, I mean, the time limits back to where they were, exactly what you were pretty much saying, because of the issue with this most recent complaint.
Yeah, we want it to be business days.
That's the recommendation of the ethics office. So for our discussion, does that seem reasonable?
Yes.
I'm not on this.
Mary, do you have an opinion or a thought? I don't want to exclude you.
Well, I hate to undo the work that we've already done. And it seems to me that if we go back to what we did have, then another day will come when we wish we had done it another, the way we're doing
Correct.
What we were doing it now, and we'll always run into some sort of time overlap. I guess the issue right now is brought up because we have a complaint that has older time frames in it, as well as the fact that it was filed under the new time frames.
Well, as I understood it, part of the concern, Mary, was that based on the day the complaint was filed, and in the new rule, you have to count the weekends. So it was filed on a day that we had an ethics commission meeting. So obviously it was a busy day. And then there was a weekend and there was a federal holiday in there, which also counts in the time. So it shortened the time that the ethics office had to review, process, and prepare everything they needed to do from 10 business days to, I think, 6. And it was like crushingly difficult to get that done.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not fully opposed. I think we just have to think it through. And as Joe mentioned, lawyers are used to following rules and computation deadlines, and we can do it in any version of events. I mean, I work with a law that has business days as part of its core computation concepts, if you will. And it trips up people all the time. But it's very helpful to have the extra time. So, you know, I'm okay with going back to business days. And practically speaking, business days may be easier not only for our commission, but for a lot of citizens who don't work on weekends for this kind of concept.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to lose your quorum here for a second.
Yeah, JJ had to step out of the room, so we're just going to hang out.
She's allergies.
And Andrew is bringing water.
Kirby, could you explain just procedurally, like the different handouts I've got? I've got three of them here, and one is
that's
what it used to look like.
Right.
You know, with the business days.
That's right. That's what, and then the one right you have there is the one it looks like now.
Okay.
That's how we're going to do it now.
What do you mean that's how we're going to do it?
That's how, under the current rules, time is computed.
So this is our current?
Yes.
But we want to change it back to this.
Right.
Yeah, got it.
And then those are all the rules that have specified days in which action has to occur,
okay, yeah,
and that's how you count them.
Got it. I thought maybe that's what we're at here. I need big, bold letters of what everything is.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't explain it well, or well enough.
No, there's a lot of handouts. It's hard to keep track of.
No, it's just with the whole day, there's a lot of handouts starting up. Sorry.
No problem.
I'm having allergy issues with all this pollen.
Oh,
apologize.
Yeah, my husband.
And
bad.
I left my water in the car, so.
And we have some coming to you, I've been told.
Thank you.
While you were gone, we reviewed the handouts once again to make sure everybody understood what they were. So this handout with the handwritten writing in the top corner is the previous rule that we were operating under. This rule that starts with 2.514, computing and extending time, is the rule that we are currently operating under. And then the third handout has all of the complaint procedures that have a specified amount of time for action.
So I have a question.
Sure.
And this is JJ. This new one, when did it take? Is this the one that took effect like October of 17?
Yes.
So it's been like a year.
Yes.
But what didn't we just vote on something in January then?
Yeah, not
the full commission just voted on many revisions to the complaint procedures in January.
But we didn't vote on the time thing. We reserved that for a separate meeting.
No, we did.
I thought we
changed the time. Yeah. The time period. So in 2017. We changed it from this one, business days, to this one, which says
to this one. Right. No,
to this one.
Yes.
Right.
But
yeah.
We didn't change it again this January.
I thought we did.
I think we did.
Yeah, what was it that we changed?
It
was a bunch of
revisions
things that Joe,
in that based
yeah.
upon last year's complaints, but we reserved the discussion about the time until today.
There's
Joe,
another change.
I thought
there
that
was
you did
another.
Change. Yeah, I thought that Joe changed that. Yeah.
Okay, so in 2016, it was this one.
Yes.
Okay. In 2017, in October, it was another one that's not before you because it doesn't apply anymore. But it did take away the business days, and it went to calendar days.
Right.
Then, instead of a whole bunch of words that describe that, Joe succinctly said, I'm not going to put all that into words and say how you count it. I'm just going to refer to this
rule. The judicial
rule.
Okay. Exactly.
So that's what happened.
And that was in January.
And that
yes.
was in January.
Yes.
But the essence of the rule was the same.
As it is now.
Yes.
Right. Which is that it's calendar days unless the deadline falls onto a onto a holiday or a weekend, then it moves to the next business day.
Makes sense.
Right.
That would make it easier for the office if we had it back to that.
That is the rule now.
Yeah.
The rule now is that you calculate days, but if day 10 falls on a Saturday, it moves to Monday.
The rule now is you're referring to the judicial rule.
That's right.
Which says it's calendar days.
And the judicial rules say that it's calendar days unless your deadline falls on a weekend, then you move
to
Monday.
I think you should go back to... So what caused the confusion then with the complaint that you just talked about? And the judicial rules are now supposed to be the same.
It wasn't a confusion about the deadline. It just wasn't enough time.
Right.
Because if
they knew what the deadline was. They just, it was just too,
too,
it wasn't enough
too
time.
Too quick. It was too compressed because
of
calculus.
So then why are we here then? If it was.
Because we're asking you to adopt a more lenient time frame so that we don't have to count the weekends.
Because I was understanding, and if I don't have it right, somebody help me, and I'm holding up my hands because that's how I work. If the complaint got filed on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it would have to be filed by Wednesday. But so you're counting the weekends. But if it happened that that last day was a Saturday or Sunday, you can file it on Monday, but it still makes the time shorter than 10 working days because you're counting the weekends and you're counting the holidays unless those are the days you have to serve. Is that right? I understood it correctly?
Sort of.
That's
right. It's close enough. I agree. It's close enough.
Is that like the expression close enough for government work? So
the specifics of what happened in that complaint don't matter. The ethics office is just saying we'd like to exclude weekends from the calculation. That's what all this boils down to.
Okay. Right.
So just be business days.
Right.
Okay.
So if something was filed on a Thursday, day one would be Friday, day two would be Monday,
mm-hmm.
and then you do it that way.
It's an advantage.
While you're still here, Joe, I wonder if you have any comment. As you talked about the importance of doing our work in a timely manner, does making this change cause you any concern about this still being timely?
It does not. I'm supportive of this change. I think it did put... it put the ethics office in an unnecessary pressure for when this came up. I think this change makes sense. It is different than the court rules. And 2 years ago when we revised the rules, we were thinking, well, let's make it the same as the court rules. But if that's just not providing the ethics office only one of their many duties is to help this commission, right? If they just don't have enough time to get it done, then we need to adjust to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, even if you came up with the worst case scenario that a complaint was filed on like a Thursday, the most you're adding is 4 days,
right?
Or maybe five if there was an intervening holiday. And that's, I mean, timeliness, I don't think fails going from 10 days to 15 days. That's
mm-hmm.
So I'm supportive of that change.
Is there anyone who maybe wants to make a motion that the complaints committee recommends to the full commission that we adopt Rule 2 as written here, or some other motion?
Back to the way it was.
Right.
I guess that needs to be one of us.
Either you or Mary Bland, because she's the chair, she can't make the motion.
I'll make the motion. I think it's fair. We don't work on weekends, so I think it makes sense.
And this is Love, I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion?
This is just, can I, on discussion, so the motion here is to go back to the 2016 Rule 2?
Part of Rule 2 that talks about computation of time. The other part talks about statute of limitation.
So this is,
motion.
If I understand,
yes.
The motion is to replace the current Rule 2A with in computing any period of time prescribed or allowed by these rules, the time period shall be calculated using City of Jacksonville business days only unless otherwise specified in the rule.
Right.
JJ, is that
correct?
That
is the motion.
Okay.
That's your motion. Thank you for the clarification and thank you for the correction. So, Carla?
I just have another matter I wanted to throw on the table before you adjourned the open meeting.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
So there is a motion and there's a second. And is there any other discussion or comments about that? So all those in favor of the motion that JJ submitted regarding Rule 2.
Aye.
Say aye.
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 There's nobody to be opposed, so thank you. That motion passes. Carla, you had something new you wanted to add to our open meeting?
Yes, just for discussion, one of the time limits in our rules is, Rule 5F, and this has to do with complaints within 15 days of an election return. So, as you know, we have local elections coming up mid-March, and I always thought that time period was a little too short, because as you get close to the elections, it gets very heated around here, and I think that even a month, I think is pretty short. But 15 days, I mean, the 16th day before an election, someone can run in, file a complaint, and then have a press release about how they filed a complaint with the Ethics Commission. I just think if we had 30 days instead of 15 days, it's arbitrary on what you pick for that. But I certainly wouldn't want one to come in like 2 weeks before a local election here. 30 days seems more reasonable. But like I said, there's no standard for that. It's just gut feeling on when you want someone to come in with a campaign against their opposition to the Ethics Commission. I think we've seen and will see that our commission can be used for political purposes.
So by chance, as we're having this discussion about time periods, the complaint procedures that Kirby handed out have that rule that Carla just referenced in it. If you want to quickly find it, it's in the handout. This one that starts with complaint procedures, and it's on the second. Where did it go? It's on the second page.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
I would recommend either 30 or 45 days so that we can't be used in for any political purposes as it gets closer to an election.
Any discussion of Carla's recommendation?
If I may, Madam Chair.
You may.
I would suggest taking a look at all the dates.
Yes.
Because I think there are just too many of them.
Okay.
And I met with Kirby beforehand to try to come up with something that at least I think the two of us thought made sense to cut this down. And
I think there's merit in doing that since we have them all before us and they all have dates in them, and that one will absolutely also be considered. Do you want to share what you and Kirby discussed, or do you want Kirby to take the lead on that? How would you like to proceed?
Doesn't matter. I can do it. So first you've got 1D. So 1D, you have 10 days. I think that makes sense now because now that's 10 business days. Then for Rule 5D, you have 5 days. And this is if you have an amendment to a complaint. I don't see any reason why those are different. I'd probably just make that 10 days. Just a thought. Just so that there aren't multiple periods.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to Rule 6C. And so you have 30 days to seek review of the ethics director's decision to return a complaint for legal insufficiency, or sorry, for lack of jurisdiction, I believe.
A complainant has that amount of time.
That's right. And I think just to cut down on how many different dates we have, we'd use 15, and it's business days, remember? And so that's in two places on 6C, both there and then at the end of the Rule 6C, it says, same thing, 30, I'd make that 15. So then you go to 11B2. On 11B2, there's 14 days to respond to an investigator's report. I think I'd make that 10. So basically everything will be 10 or 15. And then 11B3, 14 days to respond to the special counsel's report. Might as well do 10. And that's 10 business days, so that's going to probably be 14 days anyway.
That's right.
Then after that, you've got 11B5, which goes on to that next page. That's notice of hearing at 15 days instead of 14, which actually increases it by several because you're going from calendar days to business days. And then in 8, right under that, you've got 7 days for notice before a probable cause hearing. I think I'd make that 10. or 15, whatever, either way. And then I guess what I didn't look at in here was actually the one that Carla mentioned. I thought
you skipped it purposefully.
It wasn't circled, so it didn't exist to me.
Because you and I talked about it, and we talked about 15 days wasn't you. I read it as 15 calendar days, and you said no, you thought it was 15 business days, and you thought that that would really be longer than.
Yeah, I think because you've changed rule two, you've already changed 5F from 15 calendar days to 15 business days, but adding those 4 days essentially doesn't really address Ms. Miller's concern.
Right.
So the question among you, and I don't have an opinion, is whether you want to add another. Now you, with what I just suggested, everything is now 10 or 15, and then the question is, do you want to make F 30 or something else? And I don't have a view on that, so that was the end of my comment.
3 15s, if they have to be in 15s, it can be 3 15s, 45. Some ethics commissions have 3 months, some have 2 months. I think 2 weeks is clearly, like, even if you have weekends, it's too close in time. Right now, we're about, you know, like 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything got filed now, it would be not good for the commission to get something. And then we can't really act on it that fast. We can't make a determination and get it out of the commission that quickly. But then someone can go to the press and say, I filed the complaint. So mm-hmm. we're in a bind. 45 days, I think, would be reasonable there.
May I ask you a question on that one, Carla?
Mm.
So going to down to the last sentence of F, where it says a complaint returned pursuant to this blah, blah, blah. Am I understanding this correctly, that once that complaint goes back and they refile it, they're back at the original date that they filed it?
Right. Yeah, because it might run into the statute of limitations, and so you don't want to penalize them because you rejected it because the campaign was going on. So it's considered to be filed at the date they initially filed it.
But then their time with us actually starts, if we give them 30 days, that 30 days will start once they refile it?
No. It's just like if you take the March elections, for example, next month, March 17th, you back it up to February 17th. Well, that would be exactly 30 days, but
yeah.
more or less. And
you've got business days.
19?
Oh, yeah. So,
you add 8 days to that.
I did some math to figure it out.
Yeah, Ellen, what'd you find out?
So if I'm doing the math correctly, and remember, I am the person who counted on my fingers earlier, so there's no guarantee. 1 week is 5 days, right? So that's a business, so
right.
5 business days. So if you do 45 days, that's 9 weeks
mm-hmm.
ahead. 8 weeks is 40, and so on.
Plus 10 weekend days.
But I think the way we're counting business days, if you say business days and you say 15 days, that's 3 weeks. If you say business days and you say 30 days, that's 6 weeks. Right? Am I thinking about it correctly?
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then if you
good.
Say 45
yeah.
days, it's 9 weeks.
That's too much.
That
yeah.
seems like too much.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you go to 30 days, then that's 6 weeks
yeah, yeah,
before
yeah, yeah.
an election. Just
yeah,
food for thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought.
The one seemed too long when you said it. 15 days is too short.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the middle seems just right, 30 days with the business days.
Or you can just say 6 weeks.
Oh, but then six... Oh,
the
15
days
six weeks
would be
the way we said it. You can just
three weeks. Yeah, you can provide whatever.
Unless
you
otherwise specified in
right.
the rule.
That's right.
Okay, so we could say whatever we wanted to.
Right.
6 weeks seems like a better time period.
It's a lot of time, though.
It is.
It's a lot of time that you're denying people, essentially.
It
act.
Is.
You're just shutting down the complaints committee, essentially.
Right.
It doesn't just apply to candidates in the election. Right.
Yeah,
it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any complaint against a candidate in a general,
yeah.
special, or primary election
that
is received.
But the way I guess the way I view it is, what if someone is filing a legitimate complaint and we're telling them that if you're 6 weeks out, too bad until later?
We can't decide it in that quick of a time anyhow. You don't want to have it come in like 6 weeks and then get the group together and then we have to have a hearing and decide and probable cause and you can't get it done. And then if you were really fast, maybe you could. And then you issue a report like 2 days before the election. I mean, you can't do that.
And the competing concern there that is that it's not really that you're going to get anything done in that period of time. It's that people, so the confidentiality laws bind us, but not the complainant. And so the complaint, somebody files a complaint and then doesn't, and we're not allowed to say who filed it, right? So they file a complaint and then they go to the media and say, there's an ethics commission complaint filed against my opponent. Don't vote for them. But nobody's allowed to tell the public that that's actually filed by that person. That's the concern. So there's a competing interest here, and I don't know what the right answer is, but
And I would just say, in light of what happened in the national election, where there was an investigation and there was a report issued, and plus, don't forget about early voting. Early voting kicks off way before the election, and so I think I think 3 months is too long, or 9 weeks is too long. 6 weeks, I think, is about right.
In this process, what other than personal ethics is to keep someone from saying that, even if it's not true, or we return the complaint?
Well, people can always lie. We can't determine our rules on people being unethical and lying. Hopefully, that would come out eventually, that they just outright lie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then their political career is over.
Okay.
Really?
Well, maybe. Wishful thinking, I know, but...
So, lots of interesting thoughts. Let's go back to the first page of the complaints procedures. We talked about a number of things, and I wonder if anybody has an opinion about, let's kind of review them. We talked about the possibility of Rule 1, Section D, keeping that as 10 days.
And this is just about somebody asking for the procedures to be amended, the complaint procedures to be amended, and notice being given to the actual Ethics Commission members of the changes. That's all this rule addresses.
Thank you. Then Rule 5 currently says 10, and we talked about leaving it as 10. That was the transmittal of the sworn complaint to the respondent.
There's another one there in 5D.
I can't quite find it.
It's right underneath there. It starts with subsequent.
It changes from 10 to 5 in 2 sentences.
Oh, my gosh, there it is. Thank you for pointing that out to me. And I didn't circle it, so I didn't catch what the recommendation was. Was it to leave it as 5?
My thought was make it 10 just so we don't have so many different dates.
I apologize.
Just so the ethics office is thinking everything's 10, essentially. Everything they have to do is 10 days.
10. That's good.
Then we had some hearty debate about F, complaints, and I heard a recommendation from Carla to consider 6 weeks. Does anybody want to discuss that further?
That's 30 days.
30 days.
Okay. How do we want to write it? 30 days? Understanding that that's 6 weeks, or write it as 6 weeks?
I think 6 weeks might be better because if political candidates
for the
are looking
person?
At this, they'll understand 6 weeks, whereas if we tell them the days and then they have to refer to the computation of it, they might get messed up.
I would do days. I guess 6 weeks, you wonder, is it 6 weeks to the day of the election? Is it 6 full weeks?
I think days would be more consistent.
This is Love. I'd like to add my voice to the idea of using days. The fewer different concepts we have,
correct,
less confusing.
Yes.
So if we're going to say X number of days or X number of business days before the day of, we want to make it as clear as we can and keep it in the same computation concepts of days.
Any other feedback?
I agree.
So 30 days there. Then in Rule 6, it says 30 days in the first sentence if a complaint is returned and so on within 30 days, and we suggested changing that to 15 business days. And then, Joe, I noted that you said, oh, there it is.
Well, just to 15 days, which is automatically business days.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yes, I apologize. Mm-hmm. 15 days, and then you said it was repeated again, and there it is, and suggesting that be changed to 15 days as well if no written request for review pursuant to this rule is received. Got it. Self-initiation. The next one I circled was probable cause determination, so Rule 11, procedure leading to probable cause, Rule 11, Part 2, currently says 14 days. Our recommendation was to change it to 10 days. Rule 3.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, there was no recommendation to change the number of days in Rule 8.
Oh, I apologize, did we skip it?
I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. I don't have my.
I don't know. Joe gave a recommendation.
Okay.
So that's why you skipped it.
I just didn't say anything about it. They already said 10. And
okay.
10
I'm
is
just
a
making sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So I was up to Rule 11, Section 3, which currently says 14, and we're suggesting 10.
2 and 3, right?
2, yeah. I thought I read 2 before. Mm-hmm. 2, changing from 14 to 10. 3, changing from 14 to 10. The 5 probable cause hearing says 14, and we suggested changing it to 15. And then 8, consideration for probable cause determination, says statements received from any participant at least 7 days before, we suggested changing that to 10. And that was the end of the notes that I took. Does that collect everything? So let's think this through. Maybe we should have some discussion. If everybody's feeling good about all of these things, perhaps we can vote on it. I would entertain a motion on all of them in a block, but if anybody feels any discomfort about that, we can take them one by one. What are your thoughts?
Did I mention Rule 14B? I had it written down, but
no.
Kirby pointed out to me that I don't think I said it.
So I apologize. I didn't write anything when you said it.
Well,
so it currently says at least 5 days. What was your recommendation?
Just to be consistent, 10.
So let's see. Disqualification of commission members. Unless good cause is shown, all motions for disqualification shall be filed with the Office of Ethics, Compliance, and Oversight at least 10. We change it to 10 days prior to the hearing. And JJ or Mary, any thoughts about that?
This is Love. We keep saying days. We mean business days, right?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct. 5 days.
And should we have that word all through these references to days so there's no ambiguity?
Our thought is that's not necessary because Rule 2 that we have motioned to recommend clearly says business days.
Okay, so we are generically saying that all references to days means business days.
Yes, the motion that we had was to change the rule to say, in computing any period of time prescribed or allowed by these rules, the time period shall be calculated using City of Jacksonville business days only, unless
right.
otherwise specified in the rule.
Okay, I'm sorry I lost the plot there for a minute.
Oh, no problem. I have 16 pieces of paper in front of me, and it's a madhouse here. So, JJ, did you want to add something?
Just a quick question on 14B. So we're going to increase the time from 5 days to 10 business days?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That's up for consideration if we all agree.
Right.
So, Mary, do you prefer to be called Love?
Well, it's just my last name, so for ease of referencing the records.
Okay, I will call you that now. So, JJ and Love, do you want to discuss this further, or do one of you perhaps want to make a motion that we recommend to the full Ethics Commission that we adopt the changes as described in this, the conversation that we were having that we just reviewed?
And 12 and 15 are remaining as they are?
12, let me take a look.
Yes. Because they had 10, which meant, or... What about that? What are we talking about?
12 is for the hearing officer. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the hearing officer should get attorney. This is talking about, hopefully we never get to the stage, but this is if we appoint a hearing officer to oversee a trial, how long do they have after the trial to give us a report?
But good catch, because we didn't talk about it. And we're happy with 30.
Yeah. I think they would need at least 30.
I think even then you're going to see motions for extension.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So what do you think? Do you want to consider, does somebody want to make a motion to consider them in a block as we discussed or take them one by one?
I think we've already discussed them, so I feel like we can take it up in a block.
Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Ms. Love, are you okay with taking it up in block?
Yes, I'm fine with that. Thank you.
Okay, I guess I shouldn't have asked, huh?
We're not rigid parliamentarians.
I'll make the motion that we take up the take them all up in one block, the vote.
Okay, so as I understand it, the motion is, and correct me if I'm wrong, to recommend to the full Ethics Commission that the complaint procedures noted here be changed as we discussed.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Need a second.
Oh, I need a second. I suspect I'm going to get one from Love. I thought you did. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
that was good.
Thank you.
Is there any other business for the open session?
That's all I have.
That's all I have. So, I thank you. This concludes our Complaints Committee meeting for February 13th, the open meeting. I don't know what to say. Thank you. Adjourned.